You're listening to today's Modern Worship here in Brevard County, 91.5 FM, WMIE.
My Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine. For thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious if ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now.
This is a love song to you, a love song to you. This is a love song to you, Jesus. This is a love song to you, a love song to you. This is a love song to you, Jesus. In mansions of glory, in endless delight, I'll ever adore thee. A love song to you, this is a love song to you, Jesus.
Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning,
on
good
WMIE.
Afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in the Lord. And I am rejoicing. This was an awesome study, Diana, all week. Moving, transporting spiritual reality. Transporting what? Spiritual reality from the spirit realm where God resides into the physical realm where we reside. How's that? How sweet that is. Mm-hmm. So we have to reach up into the spiritual realm and see the things that is real for my life according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. God has given unto me and you everything that pertain to life and godliness. He has already given it to us. So why we don't have it? Because we don't see it. That was the study all week. Why we don't have it? Because we don't see it. Why we're not talking about it? Because we have mouth. But we don't see it, so our mouth won't say it. Our mouth will say the opposite of what God is saying. So like you said this week, Dad, we got to see it. the way the Lord sees it. Okay.
In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, the second part of that verse says that it's through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue.
Yes.
So we have to have the knowledge
of him.
Of him and the knowledge of what he has for us. And it's categorized there by glory and virtue. So he has good things that he has set aside for us. All things are ready, but they have to be transported from spiritual reality into the physical realm. On Fridays, we dedicate this time to the God of the City altar. And an altar is a place where God is intentionally given our attention.
Come on.
That's what an altar is. It's a place where God is intentionally given our attention. That's a simple definition. A place where God is intentionally given our attention. It's an altar. A-L-T-A-R. And then there's another word, altar, A-L-T-E-R. And that's like the altering when clothes and such are altered. They're changed into the form that is best fitting for the custom person. That so at the altar, we are altered. When we are giving our intentional attention to God, to hearing from him, so that we have the knowledge of him, so that we're able to transport spiritual reality into the physical realm. All the things that God has for us that pertain to life and godliness, we have to take an intentional meeting place with the Lord. So the God of the City altar, it's a billboard on State Road 520, and it says, God of the City, Jesus is Lord. And on December 12th of this year, it'll have stood for 12 consecutive years, no break. And it's a meeting place of the Lord. During our small groups at Celebration Tabernacle at Connect Four, we were talking about the difference between watching church online and actually coming in to the house of God. And we know that most of the time, majority of the time, more than 90% of the time, usually if we're watching a service online or we're listening to a service online, we're not giving it our full attention because usually we're doing something else at the same time, right? We're multitasking. We're washing the dishes. We're cooking breakfast for the kids. We're folding laundry. We're doing something. But when we come into the house of God, we're given our intentional attention to the things of God. So that's even in our homes, to make an altar, a specific meeting place, somewhere where you go and you intentionally give your attention to God. You're not doing five other things at the same time. You're intentionally giving your attention to God at the altar. And that's where he then is able to communicate with us, where he's able to impart in us the strategies, the strength that we need in order to bring things, transport things from the spiritual realm into the physical realm. So we're going to look at 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 36 through 43. It says, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. And all the people said, Amen. And praised the Lord. So he left Asaph and his brothers there before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord to minister before the Ark regularly as every day's work required. And Obed-Edom with his 68 brethren, including Obed-Edom, the son of Jethrian, and Hosah to be gatekeepers, and Zadok the priest and his brethren the priests before the tabernacle of the Lord at the high place that was at Gibeon, to offer burnt offerings to the Lord on the altar of burnt offering regularly, morning and evening, to do according to all that is written in the laws of the Lord, which he commanded Israel. And with them Heman and Jonathan and the rest who were chosen, who were designated by name, to give thanks to the Lord because his mercy endures forever. And with them Heman and Jethonium to sound aloud the trumpets and cymbals and the musical instruments of God. Now the sons of Jehothiam were gatekeepers. Then all the people departed, every man to his house, and David returned to bless his house. Now, there's a lot in those verses there. There's lots of specific assignments that were given to people when to intentionally care for the things of God. There were different roles that people had. to give their attention, to be intentional with God. So all throughout there, through the place of worship, there were specific people that were assigned to do different things. Some were to minister before the ark. The Bible says regularly, as every day's work required. There were others that were set to be the gatekeepers. There were others that were there to offer the burnt offerings on the schedule regularly, morning and evening. There were those that were there to give thanks, to just give God thanks. Then there were those who were there to just sound aloud the trumpets and the cymbals with the music. And then they all had specific assignments. They were designated by name to do specific things at the altar, to give intentional attention to the things of God. It took more than one person to do it. Sometimes we go to church, we think the pastor's going to do everything. There were many people, and they all had precise tasks that they were assigned to do at the altar, to minister to the Lord. And look at David in verse 43. It says, then all the people departed, every man to his house, and David returned to bless his house. So that wasn't David's full-time assignment to be ministering around the ark. He had his own assignment. He had conquests and things to do as king. So each and every person's assignment is different, but it is all important. And when it all comes together collectively, it will transport spiritual reality into the physical realm. So we must pay attention to altars, establish altars, have an intentional meeting place with God, because we're not going to get God results without God. And a lot of times that's what people want. We want God results without God.
That's right.
We want it to happen the way God would do it, miraculously, but we don't want God to be in it.
Right.
So we have to study it ourselves, to show ourselves approved, be willing to contend for the light, to find our fruitful place. What is it that God has me to do? What's the next layer of this? Revelation is like it's revealed. So like if you're peeling something back layer by layer, it's being revealed. So we can't be so quick to just turn our attention elsewhere. Oh, I already heard that scripture. Oh, pastor already preached that scripture. Yeah, I already went to church this month. We have to be committed. The altar is a place of commitment, not convenience. It's not always convenient to get up out of your bed and go to church. It's not always convenient. Sometimes you might feel like doing it. Sometimes you might not feel like doing it. Sometimes the weather might be good. Sometimes the weather might be bad. But if you're making a commitment, you're going to do it regardless. You don't go by what it looks like. You've made a vow unto the Lord. Look, I need what God has in my life. I need the insight. I need the companionship.
Yes.
I need the peace.
Yes.
I need the revelation.
Yes.
I need the relationship. I need it. And when we begin to operate then in that, God will do more. He'll be able to do more through us because we have come to the supper. We have come to partake. Pastor always says, he said, church is like a buffet. That when the message is going forth, it's a buffet. When we hear the voice behind the voice, we pick up the part that we need to bring us individually and collectively to the next level. You take the part that's for you. Because if you ask, oh, what did you hear? What did you get out of the word today? People are going to get different things out of it as it pertains to what situations they are working through in their life at that time and what kind of things that they have going on in their life at that time. So we have to be tuned in to the voice behind the voice. And that voice at the altar of God, it will lead you right. It's not going to mess you up. Pastor Kim always said, God will not mismanage your life.
That's right.
He's not going to mismanage it. If you allow God, if you submit to God, you come up under his mission, your life will not be mismanaged.
Because God already has a perfect plan according to the scripture in Jeremiah. For I know the plan and purpose towards you. He already know it. He says, my plans are for your good. It is, and your future is good. So when we know the plans and purposes that God has for us, it leads us to a good future.
In that place in the scripture in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11,